Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
All right, 7 after the hour, we start another hour. Every week, there is the Talk Radio Countdown Show contending with the big issues of the day. We have the list posted at talkers.com, which is the place where people go and they want to find out what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. And then they listen to this program to hear Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers, go through the lists, stories, people. He and I talk about some of the issues and the personalities and that sort of things, trying to bring everybody up to speed on what's going on in the nation's number one radio format. So, Michael, I turn the reins over to you so that we can go through the people list and the stories and see what we can come up with here for interesting, stimulating, more stimulating talk radio. How's that?
No doubt. It's an interesting bunch of stuff. At number 10, we have celebrity news.
That's technical talk, Chris. Interesting bunch of stuff.
Stuff. Isn't well. Stuff? Stuff is a great word, as is the word thing.
Stuff thing. Is the stuff things are made of.
Exactly. Yes. So here's the stuff, and these are the things that make up the stuff. Number 10, celebrity news. At number 9, big tech tied with the Musk Twitter deal. At number 8, race relations, abortion, LGBTQ rights, and the Biden pot pardon. At number 7, COVID-19.
Everybody party now!
Yeah, that came out Thursday, and it would have been higher. It's a very interesting subject. It ties into the election. It ties into politics. It ties into the whole cannabis issue. I know you wouldn't know about these things, but it's a big issue.
Yeah, right.
At number 7, COVID-19 and health. And that doesn't go away. I mean, this COVID-19 is a fascinating study, not only in science, health, but also in psychology. At number 6, Trump legal issues. Talk about a bunch of stuff. At number 5, the Hurricane Ian aftermath and climate change. Immigration and crime are tied at number 4. Politics in the midterm elections are tied at number 3. Number 2 is the economy. And number 1, the Russia-Ukraine war tied with foreign affairs. The people on our survey, at number 10, we have Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen. At number 9, Elon Musk. Ron DeSantis is at 8. At number 7, a tie between Nancy Pelosi and Kevin McCarthy. At number 6, a couple of interesting characters running for Senate.
Disgraceful. Pelosi and McCarthy are disgraceful. A complete disgrace. The country should be embarrassed by these two as the leaders of their party in the House. Woof. What an outrage. The two of them are like children in a sandbox. It's ridiculous. Anyway, excuse me, you were talking about Fetterman.
No, your comments are well taken. At number 6, John Fetterman and Dr. Mehmet Oz. Carrie Lake is at number 5. We can talk about her during the course of this hour. Herschel Walker at 4, Donald Trump at 3, Vladimir Putin at 2, and Joe Biden at number 1. And that's a snapshot of a tumultuous world as it has been addressed on the airwaves of News Talk Radio.
Okay, so some people who are fans of the format, who would be listening to this program in Northern California and have been used to listening to one of the nation's historically great, not good, but great talk radio stations, KGO, been in San Francisco at 810 on the dial for as long as there have been radio signals, pretty much. And some of the great, the really fabulous talk personalities, radio personalities of the history of the medium have come out of that radio station. Certainly in my lifetime, there are people that we all respected, like Ron Owens, who came out of that place. But just the whole radio station, the guy that nobody listening to the program probably knows, a guy named Jack Swanson, somebody you and I had great affinity and fondness for, ran that radio station and just created a huge... remember when Gene Burns went to that station, because he'd been on some great stations, but he seemed to thrive there. There were, you know, just people on the air there that thrived because the market loved listening to those people. So now, fast forward to 2022, and the radio station is going to flip to sports betting. Talkers is carrying the story. A new
sports betting.
Yeah. Yeah. On a 50,000 watt station that was the number one station in the market for years and years and years. Now it's going to be a...
Years ago.
Yeah. But they, it would have been still, except the people who run it are bean counters and they've ruined it. So now, what do we do with sports betting? How important is that going to be? Will other stations, I guess that's the question I would have, and people listening, my favorite talk radio station, is it going to become the home of a sports betting format?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. This is a sign of the times, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
The sports talk radio stations across America have already, whether they've publicly announced it or branded it or just are doing it, have migrated toward having sports betting being the flavor of the year. You know, it's definitely what's running the show. Betting has become embedded in the very concept of sports in America. So,
How do radio stations? Would you explain, please, how these stations make money? If they were big, important radio stations, the advertising revenues. A lot of these people on these stations got paid a lot of money. So how is that? How did the sports betting thing work to equal the amount of money that they made before in the other format? That's what they're doing. It's a business decision.
Gigantic sponsors who are the bookmakers, the MGMs, and all of these FanDuel and major companies that are making a ton of money. I mean, it's big money in being the house. You know that.
Yeah.
And bookmaking is a long, long time honored business.
Mm.
It's probably the second oldest profession.
Yeah.
so they're on their way. Well, think about this. You know what the name of the station is? It's called Spread 810.
All right.
What does that sound?
Spread them. Yeah, exactly.
But I, for one, you know, I try to maintain a neutrality in all of this. But I personally,
horrible.
I personally am not a fan of gambling.
Hmm.
See, I think gambling is a very dangerous vice. And it destroys lives
on
the same level that heroin does.
Yeah.
It's addictive, a very dangerous addiction.
Yeah. Right.
So when we think about sports as being one of the things, at least in the world we grew up in, and I don't want to sound like an old fart, but the fact of the matter is, in the world that we grew up in, sports was a way that we learned role models and that thing called sportsmanship, or now sportspersonship. The point is, sports was a place that kids were inspired by its stars and its philosophies and its atmosphere. What are we teaching kids now?
Yeah.
The primary aspect of sports is no longer even your favorite team or your favorite fantasy player, but how to make money in a million different ways by following it. And that's very scary to me.
It's hardly inspirational.
It's only my own personal opinion. You know, I also believe in freedom. I also believe that people should, you know, not be under the rule of government legislating morality. So it's not that I'm saying there should be laws against it. What I'm saying is we should be working on improving our culture, not making it base.
Yeah, right. A basic, it's kind of like vaping. It reminds me of, you know, the basic, you know, vaping is all about making money. That's it. It doesn't do you any good. It just, you know, is a huge way, very profitable way of selling stuff. Is cryptocurrency the same sort of thing? Are we doing things to ourselves that ruin us, ruin the human race? Are we doing... You know,
we humans are self-destructive. I mean, if you look at every one of the topics in our you know, survey, they all are involved with the downside of human nature. Look at the Russia-Ukraine war. Look at politics. Look at immigration, crime, the finger pointing in the aftermath of the hurricane. Donald Trump and his legal issues. How's he for a role model for youngsters?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
The whole thing is about conflict based upon the dark side of human nature.
Mm-hmm. So would you say, when we think about, I'm just throwing this out because it comes to my mind as we're talking about models, role models, when we were kids, the Beatles and Elvis were our role models, not a politician, although Eisenhower set the tone for good politicians, good politics, but we have now, you know, you look around at what social media presents to people as, you know, who to aspire to be like, right? Yeah.
I don't know if the Beatles and Elvis were necessarily positive role models.
Well, that's why I'm bringing it up. Maybe there is a history.
My positive role model as a kid was Superman.
Ah. George Reeves.
Superman, I thought that Superman was a pretty cool character. You know, he never lied. He didn't use his powers for personal gain.
Right.
I mean, if there really was such a guy, we would really be in trouble having a guy like that roaming around the planet.
I think my hero was Roy Rogers.
Oh, yeah,
and
he was a cool guy, too.
The Lone Ranger. Those were... All right, enough about that. We digress to the sandbox. But yet, it's something, it shows you, again, back to the benefits of this format where you can have interesting, compelling conversations. And are we going to give it all? The question that listeners will have in their minds is, are we going to give a lot of this up so that the radio stations can make money on betting? That's kind of what is to
a point.
Well,
there's a point at which there's diminishing returns. If everybody is doing it, then there'll be openings for people doing, you know, news talk and something more productive than betting and making money.
Farm talk. Let's have a new farm talk format. How about
that? You're a pioneer in that field. Keep going.
Thank you. All right, 18 after. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-333-1750. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
I I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, back with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show, the charts for the week of October the 3rd to the 7th in our scrutiny, talking about the, I guess I would like to spend some time talking about what seems to be the number one bill of fare on most talk radio programs, talk radio stations, and that's politics, midterm election, the fact that Donald Trump still seems to be the person that's the lightning rod for who's, you know, going to get what support, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He claims to be the front runner for the 2024 Republican Party nomination. He is running around the country extolling the value and virtue of his MAGA loyalists. And you know, you look at the trouble that he's got with the FBI and what they found at Mar-a-Lago and what they're finding in New York and yada, yada, yada. So the Democrats say, yeah, we want to run against Trump. Put him up there. Let's go get him.
They also want to run against his people that he endorsed.
Yeah. Right, like yeah. DeSantis.
He didn't endorse DeSantis.
Oh, yeah, didn't he, for
governor? What I'm saying is the Democrats want to run against all of these
people that he is
candidates.
Right.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And certainly they would love to run against Trump.
Well, the talk radio world, I was listening to a snippet somebody sent me from Laura Ingraham, and then she had, I think, Ann Coulter on, and they were talking about how the Republicans can do better than Trump. And
that talk is already happening in conservative circles, and you should hear it off air, the whispers behind the scenes.
Like, what are you privy to?
The Republican Party and the conservatives are frustrated, you know, they're frustrated with Trump. He's got a lot of baggage. Yeah.
he's the best. Come on. And that can go for Joe Biden. I thought it was interesting, with all the hoopla about Alex Jones this week, the quote that I saw from him was that he was pulling away from supporting Ron DeSantis. I would think Ron DeSantis would be very happy about that, given what Alex Jones, do you want to tell people, we've got a minute or so, the story, the update, Alex Jones, the talk radio personality who's being sued. He finished his trial this week.
I think everybody knows who he is.
Yep. So his trial is kind of over this week because he just decided not to put up a defense. He says the system's corrupt and they're all against him, and sounds like some child in a sandbox.
No, he sounds like he's either a total showman or he's lost his mind. Neither is very becoming. I mean, I don't take Alex Jones seriously anymore. His damage is gone. He's had a tremendous influence on the culture. He's had a tremendous influence on the media. And he's had a tremendous influence on politics. And now there are plenty of, you know, Alex Jones-influenced wannabes out there who are just maybe smarter and more contained. But he really has created a lot of trouble for a lot of people.
Right. He's given talk radio these kind of people. But then you say, well, aren't the extremists? I mean, you could say that about Mark Levin and some of the stuff that he says. Is he an extremist?
There's a big difference between Mark Levin and Alex Jones.
Would you like to spend a second?
I think Mark Levin is far more credible and far more responsible. I believe that.
I don't disagree with that. I just think
that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that he says some outrageous things. But is that the way to get an audience today? Because there's so much stuff out there. Do you have to say and do outrageous stuff in order to get an audience? There's another question which we may deal with if we have time in the next half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitran organization. One of the things that's so great is the various things that can help you as you're going through the process, like the weight loss guide that you have, all the tips and information, because everybody's body is different.
Exactly. And, you know, you're right. If you go on our website, we've got a resources tab you can click on, and we've got a ton of completely free, 100% free resources. Like Doug was saying, we've got weight loss guides. We've got how to balance your gut for health, longevity, and weight loss.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. So that's buy four, get four, buy five, get five. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right, Elizabeth Miller from Calitran.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company. I have two daughters and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. A Russian missile attack early on Sunday struck an apartment block and other residential buildings in Ukrainian southeastern city of Zaporizhia, killing at least 13 people and wounding 89 others, according to Ukrainian officials. North Korea fired two ballistic missiles early on Sunday, authorities in neighboring countries said, the seventh such launch by Pyongyang in recent days. That added to widespread alarm in Washington and its allies in Tokyo and Seoul. Protests ignited by the death of a young woman in police custody continued across Iran on Sunday in defiance of a crackdown by the authorities, as human rights groups said at least 185 people, including children, had been killed in demonstrations. This is USA Radio News.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's now 34 after the hour. This is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show, a production of Stephan Multimedia, along with Talkers Magazine, talkers.com. You can find the list, the charts there, as well as gooddayshow.com. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher for decades. This is his baby. Came up with the idea, the concept. A lot of things that focused on talk radio have come and gone. However, this is the marketplace of ideas, understanding what's going on. What is it that is changing? Look at the history of the format and how it has changed. We were talking about KGO a little while ago. I was thinking, I mentioned Gene Burns, but all the other people that have been there and the fabulous stuff that, you know, over decades intrigued people because there was so much going on and there still is so much going on. So are we in danger of losing what Jerry Williams, another great talk radio personality, called Vox Populi?
We're in danger of losing motion pictures. We're in danger of losing TV shows. We're in danger of losing newspapers. Most of the media of the 20th century that most of the people listening to this broadcast grew up with is in danger of being replaced by other big concepts that are being etched in stone for young people's history. And
so it's about young people. It's not about people our age. Nothing is about people our age. It's always about young people, isn't it? Think about it.
On a certain level, many things are about young people. I wouldn't say everything is about young people. There's a lot of major industries in this country that are geared to and surround the aging of the population. But you know, the healthcare industry certainly revolves around older folks. Older folks have money. But if you look at it through the money compared to younger people, but if you look at it through the lens of talk radio or any one specific art form or medium, well, yeah, there is always the changing of the guard and the attempt to appeal to new generations coming up. I don't want to be a merchant of nostalgia, you know?
No, well, but I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And but to a point. Things are always changing. Change is good. People don't embrace it. They don't like it. One of the reasons that I brought that up, Michael, is because Sally Jesse Raphael has been interviewed this week, and I'm not sure why, but she's talking about the fact that, you know, her show was canceled. Here was a woman that was all over talk radio, all over talk television. She seemed to have the world by the tail for what? 10 years? 15 years?
Yeah, she was a very big star. And
yeah.
She should be happy that she's had that experience. Last time I ran into her, she was quite bitter.
She is. That's what she's this interview. Yeah, bitter about how her show is canceled, but she's passé, I guess, isn't she?
I would never pronounce one of the great players as passé. That would be an abuse of my influence. The fact of the matter is that she has to suffer the same things that all people do when they age and they're in a competitive industry, is that there's new blood, new feelings. I try to view it more objectively. Mm-hmm. But when we had her at our convention, my gosh, it was almost 10 years ago. We had a panel about, you know, women in broadcasting, and the panel was full of heavyweight women, including Sally Jesse Raphael. We had Dr. Laura Schlesinger moderating it.
Jerry Brown.
Daria Dolan. There's a name that many people may remember. And it was hard to believe that was the same Sally Jesse Raphael. She was just a bitter woman, very bitter. And I feel sorry for people who are bitter in their older years, especially when they've enjoyed tremendous success.
Life. Yeah.
That's
enjoy
the
your
point.
Life.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. You know, eventually everything comes to an end. And go out gracefully. That's the way. Be gracious to the younger people coming up. Help them, mentor them. Be proud of your part in it, and you know, respect the past. But
as long as they respect you, you respect them. I think respect is a two-way street. And
it is.
I kind of noticed that
you reap what you sow. You know. The love that you take is equal to the love you make.
write that down. That's good.
That's the Beatles. That's their last line.
One of the program directors that carries this program, Mr. Bailey, out in the western part of the world, runs KQEN. He heard us talking about the format for the farm show.
It's a farm match. I love
that. He says, I can hear it now. Yeah, this is good. He says, I can hear it now. Shows like Hogtied, The North 40, Romp in the Hay.
Oh,
now,
God.
All of the movies.
Yes.
For those of you who don't know, I do a series of programs. I do the Monday through Friday Good Day program. We do the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I also do a program called The American Family Farmer, which is aimed at bringing together farm, food, and family life. It was Michael's idea, actually, Michael Harrison's idea, to do it a number of years ago, and he thought that I did my best broadcasting talking about the farm. And it is something that's close to me. Yeah, it's something I'm passionate about, so maybe that's it. The people who have passion make that if that's the focus, I find myself very passionate about many of these stories. And Mary, you know, each week when we go through the countdown, I find myself really wrapped around some of them. And then I find myself not interested at all in some of the other things. I think the economy is our number one issue. Certainly the Russian-Ukrainian war this week became number one because
and
of the threats of using nuclear.
And they're tied together, the economy. Yeah. They're all tied together.
Well, but the economy, the merchants of death, if you will, what Eisenhower called the military-industrial complex, look at, this was not well covered this week. I spent a lot of time talking on Good Day about the Taiwanese building up their armaments with the help of the United States. The United States has committed billions of dollars to send ships, tanks, armaments of war to help the Taiwanese should the Chinese government decide they want to invade Taiwan and take it over. And so this, along with what's going on in Ukraine, with seemingly a never-ending need or supply of armaments going there, this is fabulous business for the big, the pentagonal, if you will, companies, the war machines, and nobody talks about it. Nobody spends much time talking about it. You know how much of your debt, how much of your tax bill is being used, how much of that money to buy weaponry for to keep us up to quote-unquote standard or to give to the Ukrainians, to give to the Taiwanese. It's an amazing thing.
Are you suggesting that the United States stay out of these situations and not support countries that are being threatened?
No, but you're a good devil's advocate. Thank you for asking that. I think that what we really have going on here is a two-pronged issue. The issue of how do we help our friends and how do we protect democracy, if that's what it is. And then the second half of it is, at what expense to us does all this happen? If you're willing to pay the bill and pay the freight, if you will, then it's fine. It's great. But people should know at least what's going on. And I think there hasn't been much discussion about what's going on in the military buildup in Taiwan. That's why I brought it up.
Yeah. What it comes down to is we have to hope that we're getting an accurate depiction of the threat. If we're not getting an accurate depiction of the threat, if the threat, whatever the threat is, whether it's Putin, whether it's China, whether it was Hitler, whether it was the Soviet Union in Cuba, if we don't have an accurate depiction of the threat, we don't know whether or not we should buckle down and sacrifice money and sacrifice for the purpose of preserving democracy and protecting ourselves from a greater threat, or are we being used by propaganda to create a false threat for the sake of the arms industry. And so it comes down to, in my opinion, getting an accurate depiction of the threat, and you never know who to believe, because the politicians, who are merchants of division, play out whatever they have to for their own chances of winning and to line their own pockets.
Well, there's that, and then there's the fear-mongering, the business of not just not the armament business, but the fear business, the selling of newspapers and watching television shows and all this stuff. The headline this week, what do new nuclear threats mean for the doomsday clock? What are you talking about?
The doomsday clock.
Right.
Huh? Well,
come on.
But what's more, so what's more of a threat? The doomsday clock or legalized gambling taking over sports stations?
There you go. You want me to answer that, or shall I do a commercial?
Well, I think it's much more important you do a commercial so we can come back and continue this discussion.
I want to get to what's on the Michael Harrison interview this week as well. Let me answer a question that I get asked a lot. What is Calitrin? People ask me that all the time. It's a product made in our country, certified and approved by the FDA, independently tested for quality and purity, and also it is something, by golly, that works. The company's been around for 25 years, helping people lose weight, more importantly, keep it off the natural way, without stimulants, without drugs, none of that stuff. The ingredients, pretty simple, straightforward, natural things like aloe vera. and collagen protein and digestive enzymes. A couple of other things that help your body absorb the ingredients so that you can get your body back to the trim, fit body that you like and keep it there. And that's, you got a little exercise here and there, walking, a few weights, and make sure you're eating well, and then take Calitrin for the support that it is. Help yourself at toploss.com. That's their website, toploss.com. Pretty good name, pretty apt, right? Toploss.com. The 90-day deals are in effect right now, the fall. As a matter of fact, you can buy as much of this stuff as you want and get an equal amount without paying for it. Plus free shipping when you use the Doug code, buying a product that keeps you safe and healthy and at the weight that you want to be. That's Calitrin at toploss.com.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
And now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big Scary Tree Ranch gave your work truck a boo-boo?
Yeah.
Wow. See this thing on my phone here? It's the Progressive Mobile app. Just push that little button there and report your claim. Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
What's this? Candy drawer? Who wants a lollipop?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and conditions. Auto claims not available in all states or situations.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
All right, so this week, the Michael Harrison interview at MHInterview.com features a fellow that I have great regard for. I like the fact that I could help him when he was a kid, Tavis Smiley. What's up with him?
Tavis Smiley is a major African-American commentator. People listening to this program have heard of him. He's a prolific author. He's been done television, everything from BET to PBS. I mean, he's done it all. And he started a station in Los Angeles called KVLA Talk 1580 that focuses on African-Americans, people of color, and progressives. And it's a little bit over a year on the air, and it's a struggle, but he's doing pretty well. And it's a great interview. Tavis Smiley on the Michael Harrison interview at mhinterview.com.
There's a whole, if you go to the MH Interview website, there are dozens, hundreds of interviews that Michael's done with luminaries from this field that you should check out. Again, mhinterview.com. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen at 49 past the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No mistaking the theme from Superman. Look up in the sky. No, it's not the same theme as the old TV show. It's the movie theme. Chucker has been all over this. He's very excited about Henry Cavill and what kind of a Superman he makes. So what's cooking here, Chucker?
That's the John Williams Superman theme, which is well known for Christopher Reeve. But I was saying the other day that although the studio has not confirmed that there's enough serious leaks from credible people that say that Henry Cavill will make an appearance at the end of Black Adam as Superman. He will be back after a two-year hiatus from the character in the DC EU universe. And when he appears, the theme music will not be the music of the Man of Steel by Hans Zimmer, but they will use the theme music from the Christopher Reeve Superman movie. And his Superman outfit will be much lighter in color. So I like that. I like that. I'm glad if this is accurate, I believe it is, I'm glad he will be back in this universe. And obviously, I think not just for a 1 or 2 minute cameo, he'll be spawned into some Superman features. But I have to believe that this Warner Brothers Discovery is setting up now, rebuilding this superhero universe to, I think, sell the property ultimately to Universal Studios in the next years. That's what I think is going to happen, yeah.
That's an interesting. Let's see what happens with that. The Golden Trailer Awards have been announced, and the Top Gun Maverick took the Best Show honor. I didn't realize, or if I did, I don't remember it, that there were actually awards for trailers, and this one took the cake.
Well, obviously they must have cut a good trailer because it excited enough people to go to the movies to make the movie almost $750 million domestically and $1.4
right.
billion worldwide.
Yeah.
So no surprise. Yeah, I got an interesting one. The Knives Out 2 sequel, there was a deal cut, I believe, yesterday with Netflix and the three major theater chains, AMC, Regal, and Cinemark. This is a first. All three of them agreed that the film Knives Out 2, A Glass Onion, will play in theaters, 600 screen release in these three chains for 1 week. It will then go black for 3 weeks and then wind up on Netflix at the end of
ridiculous
December. It's a step in the right direction. I still don't think this is a model that really works. You can do a theatrical release. You spend real money on a marketing campaign. You put in theaters for at least 45 days. You create some buzz, and then you put it on streaming. Eventually, they're going to understand this, but there just seems to be a stubbornness from the streaming point of view where they just want to starve theaters. But theaters did need this movie, but 1 week, it's not really enough. But it is better than nothing.
Yeah. Right. I was looking at some of these other trailers, by the way. Go back to that for just a second. The award also went to The Matrix. And let's see here, Coda. That was a good trailer. I thought that was a fabulous movie, frankly.
Good movie.
Yeah, when you look around. Gina Davis says that her short marriage to Jeff Goldblum was the most magical chapter of her life.
Really?
Yeah, she's written a book.
Well, listen, they did a movie together, which, in my opinion, and it's the month of October, so we could discuss this, was a masterpiece, and that was David Cronenberg's The Fly, which I think was an amazing movie. Goldblum was never better, and she's always been, in my opinion, a fantastic actress, and she was good in, like, if you look at her in an action movie, like the Long Kiss Goodbye. She's awesome in that movie.
Yeah, she's a very good actress. So what's coming out this weekend that's going to get us to go?
There's a family film called Lyle Lyle Crocodile, and then there's a David O. Russell movie, which is more serious fare, Amsterdam with Christian Bale and a bunch of A-list actors. That one's not getting good reviews, which will probably sink
Amsterdam.
It. At the box office.
Looks interesting, though. Looks like it's interesting.
And Christian Bale's very, very, I don't know, his weight shifts. He looks really frail in this movie.
Yeah. By the way, there's an interview with him as he's promoting this movie. He talks about Amy Adams and him in the American Hustle movie in 2013 and how the director, David O. Russell, was abusive to Amy Adams to the point where he had to step in and calm this guy down. Apparently he has a lot of complaints against him, but he really abused Amy Adams. So
says
Christian Bale. Yeah, not good. All right, Chucker, we'll see what happens Monday.
Have a
great
weekend.
Box office totals 59 past the hour.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You would see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.